I admit it. I hate wearing a mask. It's awkward, I often forget where I put it, and I fiddle with it the whole time it's on. But I wear it every time I can't physically distance and I have to be indoors outside of my house. Now, with more businesses opening up, wearing a mask is becoming mandatory in many parts of Canada. This is also true for workers returning to an office environment.
Well, the science is very clear.
Richard LeBlanc is a professor of governance, law, and ethics at York University in Toronto. He says masks are the primary way to contain the virus. Knowing this, an employer can insist on all employees to wear a mask at work.
It is entirely appropriate for an employer to require employees to wear masks, even if they're not customer-facing, and even if they are of the view that they can maintain social distance. Many large employers are going further. They're requiring contact tracing. They're requiring temperature checks. They're sanitizing offices.
LeBlanc says this is true for customers entering a place of business, too. A store can refuse you service if you are not wearing a mask. LeBlanc says companies should follow COVID-19-related guidelines. Otherwise, they could potentially expose themselves to liability if there, for example, was an outbreak in the office.
What could happen with contact tracing is that someone could allege, and it's already starting south of the border, that the employer, and this happened in Las Vegas yesterday, that the employer didn't take adequate steps to protect employees. And if they contract the virus by virtue of employer negligence, they're beginning to sue employers. So employers are wisely requiring a plethora of PPE for employees and also for customers.
I think it's important that employers ask employees to wear masks because it's about protecting each other and protecting the environment in their business.
Dr. Amy Tan started Masks for Canada when the pandemic was first announced. She and her colleagues advocate mask wearing to help stop the spread of COVID-19. She understands that some workers may not want to wear a mask or think wearing the mask at a desk, for example, makes no difference. But she says that is simply not factual.
If you start talking or you're actually having a brainstorming session, we're talking is actually part of it, even if you're physically distancing. You want to probably be thinking about adding that extra layer of protection by wearing a mask. It really is about, the mask is really about keeping your droplets to yourself.
York University Professor LeBlanc says an employer asking you to wear a mask at work is akin to asking you to wear a shirt. It's about company policy, and as long as you have no medical reason to not wear a mask, the business can insist you do. There has been pushback by some groups saying the mask infringes on their constitutional rights. But as an expert in law, LeBlanc says that's not true. During a public health emergency, an employer has a duty to take steps to protect all workers and the people they serve. And they can insist you wear a mask at work. Dr. Tan wants better mass education about mask wearing. Along with physical distancing and hand washing, it is the best way to keep us safe, especially as we return to work. The pandemic has no end date, and Dr. Tan says the faster we get the message out about wearing a mask, the safer all Canadians will be. For CBC Radio, I'm Rubina Ahmed-Huck.